Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina athletes are doing very well in the classroom, I think. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. If you really want to know how college sports teams and athletes are getting along academically, don't bother reading the information handed out by whoever hands out such information. The opening paragraph in a story headline, 16 Tar Heel Teams Exceed National Graduation Success Rates, says those programs beat the national average in the NCAA's graduation success rates, according to figures the NCAA released today. Okay, that sounds good. Then the release goes on to say, graduation success rates measure graduation rates for student-athletes by team, taking into account student-athletes who are on scholarship their first year and who graduate from their respective university or leave the program via transfer to another university or professional opportunities while in good academic standing. This cohort of student-athletes entered college from 2008 to 2011. Huh? Say what? Honest. That's what it says right there in the UNC website. The 16 Carolina teams that exceeded the national average for their respective sports included women's basketball, men's and women's cross country, women's fencing, women's golf, gymnastics, men's and women's lacrosse, men's and women's swimming and diving, men's tennis, men's and women's indoor and outdoor track and field, and volleyball. Oh, and rowing also equaled the national average. What is the national average? Never quite found that in the story. Seven Tar Heel teams were number one in the ACC in GSR. Women's fencing, women's golf, gymnastics, women's lacrosse, women's swimming and diving, men's tennis, and volleyball. Carolina's overall graduation success rate for the four-year cohort was 83%, which is also UNC's average four-year score in the last 3 years. Four-year cohort? Is cohort an athletic term? Webster defines it as a band of soldiers, or any group or band. The ABC crowd is going to hear that and say it sounds sinister. Men's and women's basketball teams showed the largest single-year GSR increases at 24 and 12% respectively. Sure glad they're improving. I scanned the release for the word football. Never found it. Not doing too well on the field either. I'm turning all this over to linguistics for translation, and we'll get back to all my cohorts. This is Archansky. See ya.